And we're back. Welcome to World Poetry After Dark. Springing into action like a man is taking a fistful of Vivarin. And Viagra. Anyway. All right. The gloves have come off, so to
and
speak.
And so have the pants.
And so has most of our clothing. Oh.
Boy. I'm really glad that we're not actually doing the things we're talking about sometimes.
Yeah.
Because honestly, it would be pretty horrendous.
Yes.
Wait, we're not?
Whoops.
We call this show business.
We put the show in show business.
Show business.
So, you want to lay down the ground rules real quick so we can get some callers going?
Of course. Let's go ahead and lay down the ground rules. Basically, there are no rules except for still no hate speech.
That's it.
That's pretty much it. Once again, we want 1 to 3 minute long poetry. If you have a good flow going, won't let it slide.
Letting it slide.
So, if you got dirty poetry, now is the time to whip it out and call 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766 to make your damn calls.
Hit me with it. Oh, you can also use World Poetry Open Mic on Skype if you want to slide in that way.
Oh, God.
I don't even know what my problem is anymore. Every morning I wake up, I have to stand there, think about baseball for 10 minutes, slap myself in the face, and then I have to deal with all you fucking people.
What the hell? You did not stop during that entire break. That was one
breath.
Gigantic breath
one
and
breath.
Tirade.
Yeah, that's it. It was a tirational breath. It's a little bit different than a normal one.
You learned that in singing school, don't you?
Yeah, circular breathing. It's kind of like I can breathe
like
in through my nose and keep going. Yeah, yes, well, not
kind of like that.
More like Branford Marcellus. Have you ever seen the picture of Miles Davis and Kenny G? If you haven't, I'm going to show it to you. It's hilarious.
Okay. It's kind of like that, but more hand motion in Italian. Isn't
yeah, I literally I sit on my hands. That's why I was a really good spy. I probably shouldn't have said that, but I was really a good spy.
Whoa!
Because
way
when
you're
trying
to.
Out
the bag.
Well, when they were trying to, not anymore. When they were trying to interrogate me, they'd tie my hands behind my back, and I'd never say anything. They thought it was because I was not going to break.
Just because you were Italian.
My hands were completely bound.
Got it.
All right, so we do have six-ish callers.
Six-ish? No, we have six-ish.
Was that five and a half?
Three and four quarters.
It's a sexy, it's a straight sexy six. For After Dark.
I've got to say, this is the most burgeoning After Dark segment we've had in quite some time.
Yes, okay. Yes, it's definitely the most engorged. Full engorged. Yes, there's.
Why?
This is so. Why?
I know this.
Why do I do this to myself? Every time.
I know. I know. It's going to be a very satisfying segment for all of us. We might need a cigarette afterwards.
Well, at least one of us will.
Yeah, at least one of us that smokes might.
Yeah. All right, so let's go right to the callers. Please welcome Boston from California.
Oh, suck it.
That was to Jay Todd.
To Jay Todd, not yeah, you, was, Boston. Was... Not you.
Not me?
No.
We just met. I don't talk like that. usually I have to be taken out to dinner first. I mean, I'm not that much of a whore.
Now, however, you know what? Look
who high. Ooh.
Yeah.
It's true.
You know, he does have that thing for the East German swim team, but.
You swim that way, huh?
What swim team are we talking about? Nah, unfortunately. You know, I actually have maintained. I think my life would be easier if I was into men and women together. I really think it would. I kind of wish I could make that happen. I can't seem to. Oh, well. I'm just going to have to make do with women.
Well, I can't say anything. Okay. Yeah,
all right.
This is what it is.
I would agree with you.
Hey, you know what? I feel like men get the best part of the deal.
Yeah.
Say it one more time.
I think men get the best part of the deal.
Well, all depends.
Well, yeah, well, okay, fair enough.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out which one I want to read you guys.
The one on the left.
Yeah, the one on the left, right next to the chicken.
All right.
That's a menu joke.
There's so many. I love doing sensual.
Okay.
All right, let's do that.
All right. I'm all about metaphors. Okay, this one, I'm going to go with what I was going to do originally. This one is actually a love story, but it had three different inspirations. One was a friend whose collaboration was translation skin. So the linguistics line is from him. And then the rest of it is really a love story about a husband and wife and her accepting his love. But the metaphors make it look like they're actually having sex.
Cool.
All right.
And it was an adult script, and I didn't realize it had to do that, so I had to add a little drizzle, which that was what it was.
I love that word, drizzle.
There are lines in there that are actually essentially or sexually implied, or, you know. But anyway, so let me find it. Let's see. On this page. Sorry. It's called Quiet Interceptions. And where are you? I'm sorry to take up your time. It was here. And you guys are talking about inspirations. I write when I'm driving.
What?
I write.
Oh, you're that person on the California freeway. I see.
You're the reason.
I use the voice activation, and it's like it comes up with the weirdest things. I write in the treadmill. I write in the shower. I write when I'm doing you know what.
You're like,
I had one line.
You write while you're doing that?
Amazing kiss. Listen to this line.
Wait, what?
He's kissing me, and I'm thinking, your lips are the threshold of the beginning to my end.
Okay, so I'm going to throw this out, boss, and I think that's really cool. I've got to warn you, there's a problem there.
What?
Because I've done that. I do that. I write songs in my head, you know, when I'm like, you know, and it's the problem comes when I'm suddenly like, you know what? Get off of me. I got to write a poem. And that actually has happened. I'm not kidding. That has happened multiple times.
I get it. I'm like, he's like looking at me going, okay, just a minute. Or I'm cutting hair and my client goes, are you writing? And
you're like, oh, yeah. You lift the razor up. Oh, I'm sorry. I've been writing a poem in the back of your hand.
I was in a shampoo bowl and I told my client, hold a minute. And I went and wrote. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, all right. You know, that's
okay.
How it works.
Here we go. Now, I have not read this aloud, but we're going to do it now. And the image is of a man and a woman, and it's a sepia tone, and she's got her head back, and he's, like, buried in her neck, and she's just, like, consuming him. Quiet interception. Responding to your seductive murmuring, consuming my breath, calming my essence, feeling completely exposed. Tenderness presented, invaded. Passion swirls me lost as your touch becomes buried. Senses are drunken with disbelief. The fluidity of your gentle, imposing linguistics plays interference. Drips of silvery petals twist my quieted pond. Serenity's surface responsive, moistening thoughts, inviting aspiring desires. Whispering willows bow and chime, lavender lilacs send waves of calm. Powered surrendering, deliberation hushes atop days gone by. Chasm distance sings its soliloquy, articulation springs subordinate, sonnets beat, compassion risen. Bridged offering one's heart to another, bounty salutations. My emotions respond voluntarily, weakened to my knees, my only option. As dying hopes fever to their awakenings. Your sips become my salve, loosening my spirit guided by your gentle persuasion, kissing your softness, unwrapped attendance, succumbing to your savored solitude of your arousing drizzle. End of poem. You like
Very
it?
Well done. Yes, and I love that word drizzle. That's one of my favorite words ever.
He uses it a lot.
I love Drizzle. And did you get Subordinate? I mean, there's a lot of little cues in there, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. That was good. Yeah. That was really
good. Anyway. Thank you. I'm having fun.
Ah. So are we.
That's what counts.
That's what counts.
Yes.
Cool. That's what counts.
Austin, I thank you for calling our show, and I hope to hear from you next week.
Okay. I'll be listening.
All right. That was Boston on World Poetry After Dark. Springing into action.
That sound effect shouldn't make me laugh, but it always does.
Well, you know, embrace your inner 13-year-old. It's all good.
I have, trust me.
As someone who's not only embracing his inner 13-year-old, but absolutely making love to his inner 13-year-old, please welcome Chris.
Yeah, that's weird.
Hi, Chris. Are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Awesome. It's got to be, what, 2 in the morning where you're at, right?
Good enough.
Yeah?
But that's the norm, not the exception.
That is true.
Yeah. Boston has a good spirit. And a good interplay with you guys.
Yes. I like a lot of our callers. All of our callers really have good spirits and good hearts.
Well, of course we do. That's what poetry is about. And it's who poets are. You ever have one of those days at work, at home, in the car, bus, train, effing this, effing that, and the other, and then comes the aftermath. Mm-hmm. What's it like now to be you? I'm asking how your thoughts flow and float, whether they whisper, shout, even whimper within. Such bright, bright eyes you have. So many soft tickles inside, deliciously teasing. Is this what seduction really is? Being found where you know there isn't anything, anyone, unwanting being found, unneeding of lips' taste and mind's softest. Touch. At 5, you run in the damnedest circle. Now, hurrying and hurrying, thoughts flying and free, questing and remembering, hands on auto. Dinner. God, what the fix? Well, maybe this, that, or the other. And the kids. Other rooms, trying hard to be grown and growing, away, always away. Touch them, shake your head, not your finger. Listen, and want to cry, try so damn hard as they fall away, leaving you in the circle, back in the moment. The instant. You left so wishing you didn't have to go before you close your eyes and dream. The soft fingertips flowing, floating, knowing you. That's the aftermath of being who you are.
Very well done, Chris.
Thank you.
As always, in awe of your work, in awe of the way that you kind of banter off of us and then gain traction and just go into your poem. That is a sign of a true professional, my friend.
Well, that's who we all are. You do the same thing, JT.
Man.
JT. At the other JT.
Well, no, the other JT is pretty professional, too, but he's more on the tech end.
Well, he's master.
He is. Of 17 syllables at a time.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
Chris, thank you for calling
us. You guys are fun. And the music has meaning and heart. And I wish you'd break into it more often. You don't have to stay with it, but break it in, bring it in, and then go back to the spoken word, because that's part of what all of it is. All of this is music in a sense. It's all got a rhythm and a purpose. And you guys are spreading a rhythm and a purpose and enhancing the lives of others. It's kind of fun.
It's a good way to spend time.
It's a great project to work on, it's something I love doing.
Well, you should, because that's where it's at, man. You're dealing with friends, and you're making new ones every day in every corner of the world. That's kind of cool, because you don't get to do that in most places.
Michael and I talking about it a lot. Not a lot of people in our area do stuff like we're doing. They go home after work, sit in front of the boob tube, have a beer. And Michael and I are like, how can we make better connections with people all over the world with poetic thought and music and whatnot? It's just a different mindset, I guess.
It's sweet. It's sweet there's a place to go. And you guys are true friends. Well, you take care. You got other people that need to be heard, and they're waiting to get on, and I'm wanting to hear them too. So you guys take care, and I'll catch you some other time.
Awesome.
You take care now.
We'll talk to you next week. That was Chris on World Poetry After Dark. Nice. Yep. All right. So.
Stupid fingers.
Oh, it's our producer, not us.
No, I got stupid fingers right now.
Oh, well, it is almost midnight our time. Well, getting on the backside of midnight.
April Fool's Day is almost over. So that means I have 25 minutes, 26 minutes to really pull off my greatest prank. It's coming.
Oh, the whoopee cushion. I can see it coming. I'm just kidding.
My greatest prank. Whoopee cushion. Get it? Whoopee cushion? No?
No.
No takers?
No.
All right, you bunch of pikers.
All right. So we do have another caller, this time from Connecticut. Please welcome our sister in spoken word, Barbara.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, welcome back.
Yeah, Janet wanted me to read this poem, and I figured this is the perfect time to do it. I got into Kinky Ink, and they had this contest, and I just, you know, how I can just write poetry, so I just did. I wrote this poem for the contest at that time.
Right.
And submitted it, and it won first prize in the contest, won gold.
Nice.
So it's called, you had to, in order to get into the contest, you had to write the name, you had to write about the name. So I put it in my title. Kinky Ink is the name of the group, and my title is Kinky Ink Drips on My Screen.
All right.
And it's adult, so. I think of a certain bare-chested male, and my thoughts soar in a mad frenzy, igniting the pleasure centers of my brain and creating images that sear into my head. And suddenly, the message travels faster than my fingers can and intensifies, creating a ball of desire as my frantic fingers begin to explore the yearning, and a series of wild images forms as dream bubbles inside of me. The feelings pour from me in a great font of excitement as the frenzy moves closer and closer to the final crescendo, the movement traversing the terrain of my curves and slipping down in a mad and delirious journey to descend within the velvet of my orb as I imagine the ecstasy of the feel of skin upon skin. Wild abandon overtakes my body, and I sway with the rhythm of desire as I climb the mountain to a place found only in my past.
Very well done. No wonder you won gold with that one. Right on.
Yeah, and I have to credit Philip with one word in there because he used it in his poem, and it was velvet, and I had never thought to describe a woman's places.
I'm pretty sure
velvet.
Philip did not create the word velvet, but I get where you're coming from with that.
I'm pretty sure he did.
No, he used it for that, and so, you know, I think he does deserve credit because I used it the same way he did.
There you go. Yeah, Philip, you get credit for the word velvet.
You are her inspiration for the word velvet.
Congratulations, velvet was all you're doing.
Oh, I bet you he's so excited to come back and hear this when we come back.
There are millions of trailers with Elvis on velvet paintings that we can thank for Philip, too.
Yeah.
A fabric for me. I mean, I grew up with fabrics. My parents had this store, and I knew what velvet was in my life. And so when he described a woman's place as velvet, I kind of had to think about that. And I said, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
Well, it depends on the woman. It could be burlap, too.
This is what happens when we lower our standards, J. Todd.
Sorry, Barbara.
It is after dark, so
it is.
It's not after dark. That's hopeless and never seeing the light again. There's a difference.
Barbara, I thank you for calling our show.
Oh, you're welcome. And I always love after dark because I can get the wild side of me out there.
There you go.
So anybody thinks that, you know, there's just this, you know, reserved person who's a retired teacher up in Connecticut. Here it is out on screen.
Exactly. And anybody could listen to this. In fact, you know, we have our own Catholic school teacher right in the studio with us, too.
Right.
So.
There's still life in that old girl. Okay.
There you go. As long as you got a pulse.
Okay, you guys. I'm going to get off. Have a great off the phone. Yeah.
Yes, I got it.
We'll talk to you later, Barbara.
We'll talk to you later, Barbara. That was Barbara on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. I think we all got the idea.
Wow.
I'm done. I'm popping these balloons and leaving.
Wow.
Sometimes you just have to let things settle a little bit.
It's not settling. I'm sorry. I'm 13 all right. Right
it's
now.
It's not going to settle.
All right. God. Well, we might as well just keep our inner 13-year-old going. Please welcome to the line from Georgia. She is Jenny.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
hi.
Jenny.
Welcome back to our children's hour?
No.
Adult hour, sorry.
That was weird. No.
Doing that.
Yeah, weird.
Okay.
I know it's late, so thank you for staying with us.
I'm going to read you the titles, and I literally just whipped this up like whenever I was waiting for. And I'm sorry I called in the middle of segments.
It's okay.
I have baby brain really, really bad. So, like, everything I do, I think I'm, like, I know I called beforehand, but then I hung up after I was done. And I was like, and then I went to the bathroom, and I'm like, oh, I still have to call. So it was awful.
You're fine.
Jenny, it's
You're
all right. Fine. We understand. At least it two of us.
It was awful. I was like, oh my gosh, what just happened? And then I freaked out. So I was like, and then I tried calling you guys again via Skype, and I was like, oh wait, I just called.
Okay, well, that's how my wife ended up pregnant. Is she's like, oh my God, what the hell just happened?
Wow. Okay.
The title for this poem is called Angelic Secrets or the Secrets of a So-Called Angel. And it's kind of short, but like I said, I just wrote it up, so. And my fiance likes it, so hopefully it'll meet you guys' approval. Ha. Here we go. Innocence. We are all gifted by it, but we lose it, unfortunately, for some too early. There are secrets that we hold in these innocent souls. They know the right touch, the right words, the right actions that condemn us. Losing it causes pain, yet desire to burn with sexual frustration. Burn as the fires from hell. I am a daughter of Eve, truly, drawn to the bounds of Lucifer in the most indirect to get direct ways. Her apple is like my aphrodisiacs. My beauty causes others lust, which I choose to come back to immediately. I cry out to my lover as I cry out to God Almighty. Though they are not equal, my body and soul seem to believe so. For those are my lusting angelic secrets. End poem.
Wow, I think the temperature in the studio went up about 20 degrees with that poem. Can somebody turn on a fan?
Don't worry, that just happened.
Sorry, I had to go there. I'm sorry. I had to. It was a thing.
It's a contractual agreement. Yeah. During After Dark, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I got to read that. I wrote it just like that, so it was crazy.
That's very good. Very well done.
The mind of a teenager who has hormonal bumps because of pregnancy. I don't understand that.
Trust me, all three people in the studio are the minds of teenagers that have hormonal. Anyway, we're not going to go into that.
Oh, wow. Okay. Anyways, so I actually like After Dark segments because I rarely write stuff like this. But when I do, it always turns out really nice.
Beautiful. First Friday of every month, unless yes. It's Good Friday, and then we're going to be on break. But if we end up having the first Friday of the month off, then we move it to the second Friday, unless that's a week off, and then it has to be the third Friday.
Unless a week off, and it's probably the apocalypse, so you should probably just cancel and go get some tacos or something.
Well, I will do it until I have little ears around me that I won't be able to do it anymore, yeah. Unfortunately.
Well, dad can take the child for a little bit, and you can have mommy time.
Dad, take Teddy. Mom's going to go read her dirty poetry to a bunch of strangers.
There you go.
He's in the room right now, so he heard you just started laughing.
Totally fine. All right.
Darren, say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Darren.
Hello. Welcome to our show.
Yeah, he's just laughing. He lived in Colorado for the longest time.
Oh, no kidding.
He's a Colorado person.
Oh, nice.
Coloradan.
Whatever. I'm a Georgian, so I don't know how to do it.
It's all right.
Now, the state, not the country, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, you pronounce it differently.
Really?
A lot more syllables in Georgia.
On the porch, Georgian, okay?
Okay, you're porch swing, Georgia, not yes. Being attacked by Russia, Georgia.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and not redneck. I'm going to go rapey in the woods, Georgia.
Well, that is that
well,
a different
Northern
place?
Northern Georgia, where they filmed the Deliverance, right?
Yeah.
Did I? Okay. Speaking of Deliverance.
Right now, but I hate it here because I just don't like it, and Darren always quotes Deliverance crazy.
So I saw Deliverance, right? And then the next week, I went to a fundraiser. This is a true story.
Yeah.
Went to a fundraiser to raise money for children's cancer, and Ned Beatty was sat right next to me, the guy who was ridden like a pig. Yeah, that I was, and I'm turning around looking like, this is an awkward place to sit.
Okay, well, y'all guys have a good night, okay?
Thank you, Jenny.
I hope you enjoyed that. Good night.
I did. That was Jenny from Georgia on World Poetry After Dark. Wait, can we try that sound effect one more time? Wait, hold on. You'll know when to say it. So Michael went to this banquet and was seated right next to Ned Beatty.
No, do it one more time. Hold on. Hold on one second.
All right. So Michael was at a banquet and seated right next to Ned Beatty.
Wow, everybody should be ashamed of me now.
Anyway. He's got a pretty mouth.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
How strange how you never talk about people selling you that when you're at work.
What? I'm not allowed to talk about stuff like that at work.
About pretty mouths?
No.
That's just a compliment, man. I don't see what the problem is.
All right. So, we do have two more callers. Let's go right back to the phone lines. JC, are you with us?
I am with you.
And I don't have to tell you what caller number you are. In fact, we've just changed it. It's going to be 1234JC6.
That's right.
Yeah.
I know. I get this number all the time.
It's like a big high five to our poetic madness.
Like a high five to the face.
Okay, well, let Philip pick between two titles because I had two pulled and I was like, I don't know which way I'm going to go tonight. So this
that's very After Dark of you.
I know. Anytime I let Philip pick, it can be dangerous. But this one is just kind of more in a little fun, kind of tongue-in-cheek, but definitely After Dark. And the title of it is called Lipstick Chains.
Okay.
Staring in the mirror, eyes bright, eagerly I await. One last touch needed to the final picture. Gaze falling on your favorite shade. A smile curves the lips, ready to be enhanced with. Will it be red tulip or ruby shock? Little difference, really, except one is indelible. The other will definitely transfer. Thinking of the night ahead renders no contest. A bit more trouble worth every second. A small smudge as tongues tangle in hello, and your lips bear a hint of poppy that doesn't quite wipe away. As we talk to others hand in hand, their eyes will jump from my perfectly remade lips to yours, wondering at the passion. And if they note carefully, perhaps, just a bit of dishevelment will lead the eyes to the curve of your neck and the faint lip imprint above your collar. But they won't know of the rings of red you sport down low, hidden beneath the clothes, a visual reminder of me on my knees, sucking you deep. Every time you face me, your gaze slips to my lips, and they curve higher. Eye contact confirms. Women? What women? I am your center of thought and fantasy. Yes, there's more than one way to mark and hold your man. Lipstick chains.
And our producer had to stand up and give a standing O on that one.
Ovation!
Ovation, sorry, yes.
I just love hearing how awkward these innuendos become, by the way.
It's actually supposed to go, JC... Even though we are all sitting down, we would like to tell you we are giving you a standing
ovation.
Okay.
And then we could also say at the very, very end of it as well, we could say, JC, we would like to, as a token of our respect, give you the clap. Okay, that was weird. Geez, sorry about that. This is the 13-year-old humor. That's what happens.
Pretty much. JC, thank you for calling our show.
Y'all are quite welcome.
And we will talk to you next week.
There will.
Alrighty. That was JC on World Poetry After Dark. Woo! All right.
Yeah. Woohoo!
Someone that has a 13-year-old mind just like ours, please welcome from Kentucky, he is Philip.
Howdy, fellas.
Hello. Hey.
Just busted me when I'm outside taking a piss. I'm telling
you. Story of our lives.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, well, you know, it's one of those habits of being an old-handed alcoholism, and you know, you just the world's your bathroom, right? You know,
right.
You just,
well, so, anyway, I was going to let the people in Kentucky know that they've built indoor outhouses now. They're called bathrooms.
Yeah, right. But that's just no fun, man. You know.
You mean a harsher buzz and all that.
right. No, so, anyhow, I really enjoyed all the poetry tonight. It's been really a nice, invigorating reintroduction to, the platform, World Poetry Open Mic. I really dig it. And, by the way, Mr. Amade.
Yeah.
You sounded wonderful tonight, sir.
Thank you.
I mean, really dig your vocals, your guitar playing, and were those your lyrics, by the way?
Oh no, that was a that wasn't, well, Garth Brooks did the song. It's
a Garth Brooks song.
It's
really?
A Garth Brooks
I never
song.
Would have guessed.
Yeah, he didn't write it, but you know, I hadn't played it until this afternoon or this evening. So I just kind of thought it would be a fun one to do and pull it together. But I'll start doing some more originals though very shortly.
And you really haven't lived until you've heard Chris Gaines cover Garth Brooks.
I don't even know who that is, but it sounds interesting.
Just look
just
it up.
Look up Chris Gaines on Google. You will get a chuckle out of that.
Either that or you'll go, Jay Todd, another thing for my list.
Well, it's better than, you know, cute cats doing something on YouTube. But, you know.
That's
anything
true.
On YouTube,
that's true.
Yeah.
Although I should do an album called Cute Cats.
Cute Cats, right.
Cute Cats with a K.
With a K.
Yeah.
Clever.
Yeah, thank
that's
you.
That
there you go.
With a PH, man.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and at some point you'll have to tell me what your prose work entails. I don't want to jinx you or anything. I don't know how you feel about talking about work, but I mean, you know,
I have a little bit more work to do before I'll feel good about talking about it, and then I'll totally talk to you about it. Yeah.
But I understand too the dilemma or the debacle or whatever. It's prose work always is the marathon, man, especially if you're trying to do a novel. And it's hard work. It really is.
It is, and I feel like all the characters have moved into my writing office right now, and I don't really want to talk
right?
about them because I don't want them to start getting invitations to go visit other people. I want them all in there until I'm done.
The working title is Michael Amade, A Complex Life in a Simplistic World.
No, actually, no, the name of the book is The Wolves of Paris. So that's what it is, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds invigorating, and keep me updated. You know, I'm always happy to encourage my fellow scribblers, man. You know,
awesome. I appreciate that.
Yeah, not a problem. Well, I don't have exactly a I don't know what erotica really is. You'll just have to. At best, I can do is like consistently give something surreal to any audience that might want to listen to me drone on. So I've got a surreal bit here, and I did choose it because I used the term clitoris, and I had to use the plural, and I had to look it up because I'm like, is it clitori? Is it clitorises? Is it? And I found out
clitorus.
Right, and one of the preferred spellings I think is clitoridine or clitoridium.
Really? It's like radium, maybe. It's like
carpe clitoridium.
Clitoris, yes.
The clitoris.
Either way, it was really kind of surprising. And well, I'll get to it. And that was my naughty bit right there, talking about that term.
Yeah.
Vagina.
Awesome.
Okay, yes. Let's get on with it. Here we go. Because you guys are hungry, and I know you got a festive evening ahead of you. So here it is. Highlights from Last Night's Dream is the short title, and we'll get on with it. Here we go. You wander an empty room the color of a breathless lung. Tenuous elasticity of one's diaphragm, seesawing between past and present. Tempo keeper of consciousness, ever attempting to sense itself. Sentient conundrums that unfurl into vibrant fractals. Mapping locked quantum realms without a legend or key. Wake up from a somnambulist's saunter in jaundiced supermarket aisles, jawing with a mathematics professor about Hiroshima at 2:18 a.m. while Toccata and Fugue plays in the background as Muzak piped in for the weary-eyed post-midnight inquisitive. The acoustics of frozen foods acutely resonate doppelganger trebles and deep-throb bass clefs shaped like ornate, oversized commas or happy clitorises. Mistaking ice cream for ovums, cyanotic blue lockers stocked with vacuum-sealed embryos put on long-term layaway by corporate interests or high-echelon contractors operating with the Department of Defense for a future, Aldous Huxley intimated. Janitors bathed in harsh fluorescence, shuffling big brooms down tiled thoroughfares broad as ostrich wings. Employee of the month resembles Liberace, though the store manager remains Mr. Smith. Requesting Soylent Green, you deal with the disappointment that they've sold out in a world lustfully cannibalizing its embalmed self. And there it is, fellers.
Very well done, my friend.
Thank you so much. And now I'm going to get out my speculum and masturbate. And
naturally, as you do.
As opposed to whipping out your master and speculating.
That's right.
Speculating. Yes. I really appreciate having you guys back, man. And I look forward to next week's engagement. And I hope you guys have a great meal and all that, yada, yada. You know I love you guys. So cheers, and stay in touch.
Hey, cheers,
we love
Philip.
You too, Philip. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
That was Philip on World Poetry Open Mic, The Next Evolution. Or excuse me, World Poetry After Dark. There we go. I almost... Are you ready? We're going to do one more before we adieu. I teased this one 2 weeks ago, and now there's no more teasing. This is going to be full on the entire poem of Why I Am an Asshole. This morning,
I'm so sorry.
Oh, what
an asshole. Why, you were an asshole, my
you
friend.
You better believe it. All right. Mute
sorry. So, let's do this again.
We'll restart. My apologies.
I'm not going to play that in the background.
All right. No. This is entitled Why I'm an Asshole. This morning on my traditional stroll, while thinking about my duties at hand, I happened along a bird's nest on the sidewalk. Laying overturned and cockeyed. My first thought could have been for the poor bird now left homeless without a place to rest, but it wasn't. My first thought could have been for the eggs, without a doubt cracked and destroyed by the fall, two birds robbed of the ultimate gift, the gift of life, but it wasn't. My first thought could have been about the wind. Yesterday was a blustery day indeed, high winds whipping through the trees, but it wasn't. My first thought was, fucking birds and their piss-poor craftsmanship. Now who's going to clean that shit up? And that is why I'm an asshole.
Wow.
Thank you. You should have been playing that.
Yeah.
Okay, SpongeBob.
If you want to do... Background music.
All right. That'll do it for World Poetry After Dark. If you're going to have sex later, use a sponge. Just kidding. For Michael Amade, the Hasquatch, and myself, we want to thank you for tuning in. Good night, John Holmes, wherever you're at.